Good afternoon. So we'll have statements by the Secretary General and the President. Secretary General.
President Duque, it's a great honor and great pleasure to welcome you here to the NATO headquarters, especially since this is your first visit to NATO, and also because Colombia is our first partner in Latin America. And we highly value the partnership with your country. We look forward to strengthen that partnership and to work closer together on many different issues where we see common ground and where we face common challenges. Our cooperation is good for Colombia and it's good for NATO. It is based on our common values and a shared commitment to international peace and security. In 2015, Colombia took part in NATO's Operation Ocean Shield to counter piracy off the Horn of Africa. We continue to work closely together. Your commitment to NATO's Building Integrity program has helped increase the transparency and the professionalism of Colombia's defense institutions. And Colombian personnel have also benefited from military education at the NATO school in Germany and the NATO Defense College in Italy. We just had a very productive meeting where we discussed how we can further step up the cooperation and the partnership between Colombia and NATO in areas like cyber defense, demining, and we are extremely grateful for your offer to help us to strengthen our demining capacities, and also promoting the role of women in peace and security as examples of where we can do more together. We are looking at how Colombia's experience in countering improvised explosive devices could be shared with NATO. The alliance could also benefit from Colombia's expertise in support of our efforts in Afghanistan. So, President, thank you once again for being here. NATO's partnerships across the world are of great importance for NATO, but we really welcome Colombia, since you are our first and so far our only partner in Latin America, and I look forward to continue to work with you and to strengthen the partnership between Colombia and NATO. So once again, welcome.
Thank you so much, Mr. Secretary General. It is a great pleasure for me to be here in NATO. As you well said, Colombia is the first and only Latin American country that is a member of the Individual Cooperation Mechanism, so it is an honor for us to be participants in NATO. I also want to thank NATO for the support you have given us in Colombia in order to have certification of all our capacities, military capacities. And also, I want to thank you for the support you have given us so that we have all our demining facilities certified in order to be shared with the rest of NATO member states and in order to be a symbol of experiences throughout the world. I also want to thank you for allowing us to participate and accelerate the program in gender in the military forces. Colombia has been moving rapidly in order to have a bigger presence of women in the military leadership, and we want to meet NATO standards and make Colombia a showcase for Latin America and the world as well. I must also say that we feel very proud to apply in Colombia transparency standards in military spending and military management. We have done it through the Dante program in our military, and I think we have succeeded in making transparency an important issue. We definitely have to keep on working hard. And I also want to highlight the cooperation that we can undertake to fight cyber attacks and strengthen cybersecurity capabilities. So this has been a great meeting for me, Mr. Secretary General. Colombia feels very proud to be a member of NATO. And we also believe that we have a strong support from NATO as an organization and from all NATO member states. If you allow me, since I have some of my colleagues from Colombia, I will say some comments in Spanish. Quiero agradecer.
I would like to thank you, Mr. Secretary General of NATO, your warm welcome, your kindness, and to express that Colombia is happy to be the first and only Latin America country partner of the NATO. We have made great advances in demining. We are certified by NATO on demining, and that way we can share this experience around the world. I would also like to thank the certification that NATO has done in many of our military facilities, the sharing of some training elements with different military forces in the world through NATO. I would like to thank the support we have received in order to evolve towards better standards in female participation in military forces. Colombia has made great strides, and I believe we have to keep on working on that sense. Same goes for transparency in the military through our Dante program, and I believe it's really valuable, the announcement that was made today regarding the prevention of cyber attacks and reinforcing cybersecurity in Colombia. I am very happy, Mr. Secretary, to know that we count on you. We have your support from NATO and its member countries. And I believe this visit, my visit today to the organization, will reinforce our cooperation bonds. And I believe and I hope that this will be reinforced every day. Thank you.
Press point. Thank you.
I have a friend.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Please consider to come and visit us.